So the Fitbody Forever environment, I'm gonna go a little bit longer, then we're gonna be through, then we'll take a break and I'll do a little bit of tomorrow's marketing stuff. The external physical environment, the internal physical environment, the cognitive emotional environment, and the culture. These are really important. The external physical environment, really I like to say, if you wanna make it really simple, it's like, is grandma gonna be comfortable in your parking lot? Right? So it's gotta be free. It's gotta be free of like obstructions and trash and, you know, like just confusion, and like people need to know where the front door is. They need to be able to park easily. You know, this, if things aren't well signed, like the last thing you want is some older adult parking in the wrong spot and they're parking in like your neighbor's parking spot and they get towed, or, you know, somebody comes out and is like, hey, they can't be parking here. Like, all those things have to be really clear, right? They might be scared to come to you the first time anyway. The last thing they want to do is pull into your parking lot and be confused, right? I'll give you an example. I went to a training studio this morning, about 25 minutes from here. Really great guys. I pulled in. I didn't know where the front door was. I didn't know where to go. In fact, if the guy hadn't come out, I might have gone to the wrong door, right? Because there were two front doors, right? And it was the first piece of feedback I gave him. I was like, hey, somebody pulls up, you know, my guess is you don't just walk out and greet them,
everyone.
Right? You know, yeah. I said, so where do they go? He's like, yeah, good point. I said, is this door normally locked? He's like, yeah, we normally have it locked. What does it feel like when you go to a business and you get this?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, there's another door down there. I guess I go down there, right? So if you have more than one door, make sure it is obvious which door to go to, right? Put an arrow and a sign, entrance over there, right? That's one of the first things they're going to do. I'm like, just put a simple arrow, you know, enter over there, right? They had like a two-suite deal. You could enter on either side. Well, one was the entrance, one was not, so. Signage. For Fitbody Forever, we really encourage you put something on your exterior that marks Fitbody Forever is here, right? Because otherwise they show up and they go, wait a minute, I see Fitbody Boot Camp. I don't want to do boot camp. I'm scared of boot camp. So I don't think I'm in the right place, right? They might even call and go, hey, am I at the right place? So put something, even if it's just on the door, put a decal, put a logo, put something. Ideally, put something large in the window if you can. Some Fitbody Forevers have really done a good job putting a great big huge sign in the window. Your internal physical environment, it's got to be clean. It's got to not stink, which isn't always easy. But I mean, that's important, right? Like 65-year-old women don't really want to work out in some 17-year-old's locker room, right? You know, if it smells like a junior high locker room, they probably don't want to be there, right? Visually, it's got to be clean, crisp, and attractive, right? Most Fitbody boot camps do a really good job of that. If your place looks old, dingy, and run down, you're going to have a lot of older adults that start to think they're in the wrong place, right? They're going to be like, I don't know if I want to sign up here. This place is kind of rough looking, right? So it's really important that your walls look clean, that your floors look clean, that your front desk looks clean, that, you know, I don't walk in and go, feels like I'm in a college dorm room, right? And I know there are some boot camps that look that way. There shouldn't be any fit bodies look that way, but if yours looks that way, you're going to have a disconnect, right? Again, we've already talked about, where do these people like to go out to eat, right? They like to go out to eat nice places, right? We already laughed, like they don't want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. If they walk into your place and it feels like Buffalo Wild Wings, probably not signing up. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. The internal cognitive emotional environment. What on earth does that mean? That means when they walk in the door, right, like does somebody greet them? Does somebody shake their hand? Does somebody look them in the eye? Or is the person at the front desk on their cell phone texting and doesn't look up, doesn't acknowledge that they're a human and that they've entered the building, right? Do they walk in and it's overwhelming, like the music is so loud, the staff don't seem to pay any attention, right? Barry Manilow. Is that what you guys crank? Are there visual images on the walls? Are there encouraging things? Is the environment a place that I could call home? Right? I think the better you get at that, the better you get at that for Fit Buddy Forever, the better your boot camp will become, right? Because you will become more welcoming to women in their 30s and 40s, right? Which means you got to take off some of the intimidating images, right? Right, like Sean Francis wanted to put himself naked on the front doors, you know? And I was like, I don't think that's a good cognitive emotional environment, right? When it's front doors. For real, yeah. He had just done an awesome fitness show, and he'd gotten in great shape, right? You know, and I was like, I don't think you want to put that on your front door, right?
Just put it in the bedroom.
Yeah. If you want to put it small somewhere on the wall, fine. But like, the culture, it's got to be really warm, really friendly, really inviting, really compassionate, right? So if your Fit Buddy Bootcamp trainers are training your Fit Buddy Forever sessions, they have to be able to take the Fit Buddy Bootcamp hat off, switch gears, change to a little bit kinder, gentler, softer approach. Doesn't mean they're not going to motivate. They're still going to do that. But it's going to be less intensity, right, and more kind and caring. Okay. And don't make some of these mistakes. Don't play big band 50s music, right?
Although a few ladies really do want that.
They do, right. Every once in a while you can do that, yeah. Right? But, I mean, the reality is you actually can do just fine playing like 70s classic rock because that's what these people grew up with, mm-hmm. Right? So you don't have to play stereotypical music. The reality is you can play clean modern stuff, right? You probably don't want to play hardcore rap. You probably don't want to play stuff with tons of profanity in it, yeah. Right? You don't want to play like, you know, screaming monster rock, you know. You know, so typically the modern stuff that's on the radio is fine. 70s rock is fine. You don't have to go putting up all kinds of retro pictures, right? Like, oh, we're going to put up a poster of Jane Fonda now. Like, you don't have to do, right? You don't have to do that.
That's right.
Right, Jack LaLanne, yeah. But do make sure your facility looks really nice, clean, and inviting, right? Do make sure the stuff that is on your walls looks really sharp, right? Do make sure it's top-notch. Don't communicate as a millennial or Gen Xer. Do communicate like a boomer, right? Which means we actually have to look people in the eye. We got to shake hands. We got to call them by name. We got to ask them how their day was. We got to actually listen when they tell us, right? When they tell us something about their grandkids, we got to hear it, right? We have to understand the way they want to be communicated with. Right. No, you don't need to do that. No, you don't need to do that. But you do have to.
You can call me Mr. Wilson.
But you do have to make sure you're not on your phone, right? You can't be looking at your phone and talking to them at the same time, right? You got to put your phone down. You got to pay attention to them. You have to engage, right? That's really important. You have to realize that a lot of them will want and expect a phone call back, right? So if they call and they have a question, even if they email and have a question and say, please call me, you can't just email back. They actually want you to call them and follow up, right? Because they want to talk to you about it on the phone, right? That's going to be a big change, is they want to talk to someone on the phone, right? They'll have questions. I want to talk to someone on the phone about it, right? Or in person, okay? So we got to communicate like a boomer. They don't do text speak. Some of them do text, right? But they don't necessarily do all the acronyms and the emojis and all these different things, right? They're like, no, I want full sentences. I need you to communicate, right? In most cases, they're going to want to talk on the phone or in person, right? They're happy to write you a check for the program paid in full, but they have 5 minutes of questions they need to get answered in person, right?